Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions.
Hey, beauties, welcome back. And I'm so excited to hear what you guys are thinking today. I have our amazing community manager, Caitlin, with us out here in New York. And I say out here because I'm in the Midwest right now. Okay. So I'm kind of close to you.
Yes.
Halfway.
Closer than LA. So, that's for sure.
That's right. I'm close to all you amazing Midwest beauties. So sending you guys lots of love. And it's nice to be in the cold a little bit, Kay, just to again feel how you guys are handling the weather. I know sometimes if I'm not in the cold, I forget what it's like to crave soup and tea this much and just to get cozy. And, I notice a difference in my skin. I'm moisturizing my hands a lot. I'm using a lot of coconut oil in my hair. So it's nice. Again, it's nice to kind of be in these environments sometimes. Maybe not all winter for me because I don't do so well in the cold, but it's good to feel it sometimes for sure.
No, definitely. And this time of year, you know, so many people are traveling from place to place, being at Thanksgiving and spending time with family and just experiencing the season. So I think it's nice to be able, it's nice you can pop in and pop out, but get that little bit of cold.
Well, I hope you guys are having an amazing Thanksgiving week so far. And I know this is the beginning of, you know, just a lot of holiday activity. It's the beginning for many of us. It starts to get sort of crazy the next few weeks. So it's really great to keep that connection. And, you know, we're here to support you and keeping the podcast going so you guys have some nice support. And yeah, I mean, even in the whirlwind, lots of social stuff and all this fun stuff, we still really take time to ground and nurture ourselves, which is so important so we feel great and have great energy to give as well and to also give ourselves. So it's a really busy but amazing time of year.
Yes, I agree. And that's where these, the first part of the podcast today, the questions are holiday related to help support during this time where we know sometimes we need a little bit of extra motivation and support in the community. So the first question today is from Samantha, and she lives in Freeport, Maine. And her question is, what are your suggestions to stay on track for the holidays? I always cave and end up eating non-approved foods on special occasions.
So Samantha, thank you so much for your question. I think this is something that we all, you know, we all face. We all love special occasions and having treats. And so the first thing I'll say is it's okay. You know, if these are holidays and special occasions that aren't every day, you know, remember that in Beauty Detox, we're very much about progress, not perfection. And we have the 80-20 rule, and it's certainly okay to indulge and have your favorite foods on holidays and then be on, you know, try to get right back on track and be on point. Otherwise, you know, life can feel too rigid and it's like, you know, what are we doing? We don't have to be like perfect every day to get great results. We want to strive again for that 80%, and that fills in a nice cushion. So that's the first thing I'll say is not to beat yourself up. But I will then say, you know, it's okay to enjoy Thanksgiving and to enjoy those special days, but to really get back the next morning with your hot water with lemon or do that on the day of these occasions as well. Stick with your morning ritual, take your SBO probiotics, have your glowing green smoothie, as I also did this morning before you go into the party or the activity. And then I will also say, and here's where we want to steer clear of spending days and days eating the leftovers. So whatever it takes to really, sort of say to yourself or, you know, make a little goal for yourself, you know, I'm going to eat what I want today and still load up on veggies, but I'm going to have some of my treats, but maybe I give the leftovers away or maybe I, you know, go for a long walk today or stay away from the fridge that has all the leftover pecan pie, you know, whatever it is that will take to keep the days from sort of, stacking up one against the other. And I think that's really important mentally to sort of know, okay, this is my treat day, or this is my treat meal, or whatever it is, or this, you know, this is the event where I really want to indulge a little bit. But not let too many days like that happen back to back. I guess that's when we start to notice a difference, really in our energy. We start to get a little bit down mentally. Maybe we start to feel bloated. We don't feel as great. We feel backed up. And then we start to get into a little bit of a rut. Mm. So I like to say, you know, day, event, we make it special. We really enjoy it. We really savor it. But again, the next morning, getting right back, and that will keep the flow going. And when you practice living like that, you can enjoy, but then you also stay on track. And so it's a really nice way to sort of flow along like a river, enjoy, but then don't get too bogged down.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. And it's so nice, the rituals you've set up, you know, our morning routine and our night routine, and just to have some consistency, but then, you know, be able to enjoy these events and family and friends or whatever everybody's doing, you know, that day. I think it's just nice to have that support from you to remind us that, you know, it's okay, because a lot of times it's like, oh, I have to do things a certain way, and if it goes wrong. So I think that that's a really great suggestion for everybody today.
Yeah.
So with this next one, same kind of feel, a little bit different, a little maybe a little bit of a more spiritual advice here for Megan, and she's from Dallas in Texas, and she says she often feels super stressed out from October through the new year. And do you have any tips to stay grounded?
So Megan, again, I think this is something that most all of us feel, heightened sense of stress. This is also the season, Ayurveda would say this is the season of Vata, like the wind energy gets kicked up, and we start to feel just like the wind, more unsettled. And again, we're very susceptible. Our immunity is a little bit lower. We're just more susceptible to, shall I say, energies and stress and things feeling a little bit, you know, out of sync. So it is very important to feel grounded. I have a lot of ideas around this, and we have more that we can link to in different blogs. I'll also remind you guys about Radical Beauty. There's a great fall section about different practices for this season as far as skincare and different rituals that will help you feel more anchored. But I'll talk through a few here. First of all, again, I said it in our last question, but I think the rituals that we talk about in our community, whether it be the morning ritual and the evening ritual, are very important to anchor the beginning and the end of your day so that you start the day on a strong footing. And besides putting in the glowing green smoothie, the hot water with lemon, the SBO probiotics, I always recommend having that quiet time, doing a short meditation or just breathing or prayer, whatever your personal practice may be that resonates with you, to settle down and have that time before you start going into the busyness of the day is so beneficial. And it's your time to really connect with yourself and have that stillness, again, before everything gets really crazy and it's hard to hear your voice. Same thing in the evening. I think that time in the evening is also really important. I know that I sleep better when I have that grounding time. And it could literally be both your feet on the ground, which feels really good to a lot of people. Or for me, I often sit cross-legged on a cushion with my hips slightly elevated, and that's what feels good in my body. But whatever feels good to have that stillness incorporated into your time just to breathe, I think is so grounding. I also think it's physically, and it's so funny because I've been actually baking a lot of sweet potato fries lately, Kay.
Oh, yum.
And I've always loved fries. They're not like fried, but they taste like french fries to me because I cut them into strips. I cook them with coconut oil, salt and pepper, and cayenne pepper, throw them in the oven. And it feels, my body's just been craving these root vegetables lately, and also lots of soups and stews. And so these types of foods, ginger, root vegetables, these are so fantastic to have this time of year. That will also feel grounding to you. Another thing is the warm milks, the hot almond milks and the hemp milks. In the evening, I've been having, naturally gravitating towards these a lot as well. For like an afternoon snack versus, you know, cold fruit, which I would want more in the summer. Right. But it feels really good just to have, you know, like a hot golden milk with turmeric and cloves, or, you know, just certain spices. It's cinnamon. It just feels so amazing to me, and it just helps me feel grounded. It also helps with stress, just sipping on something nice and hot that really grounds you in that moment. I'm also a big fan of micro or mini meditations. I actually did one before we came on, Kay, because I just, you know, we've been traveling a lot. It took me a long time to get Bubby down for his nap. When he cries, it really stresses me out. Just his little voice. And I know it's part of being a mom. It's, you know, part of having a little baby. But, you know, it's just like I just needed to take a moment and breathe and chill. And so knowing that's available to us, even if it's 30 seconds or a minute, you can do it in your car before you get out of your car. You could go into the bathroom or close your office door or do in your cubicle or bedroom, wherever you are. Just these mini meditations, these mini ways to check into the day, I think are really great. And the last thing I'll say, because I think this is such a fantastic question, I could go on and on. But I also will say, Megan, self-care is really critical. So expanding the evening ritual a bit, I think, could be really good right now. Hot shower, sipping on that hot almond milk or hot hemp milk, meditation, reading a book, giving yourself a little self-massage, a little abhyanga, lighting a candle, just slowing down a little bit in the evening when possible in between events. You know, if you have a lot of holiday things, that goes a really long way. And it sounds obvious or, you know, that sounds great. But unless we really consciously schedule it, it often falls by the wayside. So yes. I'm scheduling into this, into the next 2 weeks, Kay, because I have a friend. She's like, oh, I'm going to do this weekend. And I was like, oh, well, actually, that's a weekend. Like, I actually have free space that weekend. So I actually had to schedule some more me time in. And so don't be afraid to do that weeks in advance, because otherwise your schedule can get really crazy and then the stress builds. So those are some of my ideas, Kat. I could go on and on about it, but I know we also have some fantastic blogs about this and we can link to them in the show notes too.
Yeah, definitely. No, I just think it's great. You gave a lot of different suggestions from what you eat to yourself and just a bunch of different avenues that people can pull from and the support. We have other podcasts and blogs, and as always on KimberlySnider.com, when we publish a podcast, we also publish a blog with all of the resources we talk about, guys. So if you haven't been over to KimberlyCenter.com, make sure you check it out and you'll be able to access all of the resources and get more information to support you. So with that, beauties, we're going to let Kimberly take a short break here and then we'll be back to answer the last two questions.
Unlike some probiotic formulas, which are isolated friendly species that have been removed from their natural environment, our SBO probiotics are totally natural and work together to help bring your gut flora back into balance. The best way to ensure that you never miss a month and therefore never miss out on less bloating, boosting your energy, and many other benefits, please check out our discounted subscription membership. Sign up for your subscription today at shop.KimberlySnider.com.
Okay, beauties, we're back from our short little break, and we have two more fantastic questions for you.
Great. So the next question for the show is from Lisa, and she's from Chicago. And her question is, I'm a chronic belcher. I burp all the time. And I have been plant-based for 2 months now, and I'm not sure why I'm still belching. Do you have any suggestions?
So thank you so much for your question, Lisa. There's many different reasons for gas to build up in our system. Switching to plant-based, there's lots of fiber. There's lots of fibrous veggies. Having the glowing green smoothie, it can be a big change depending, especially on what your diet was like previously.
Right.
So it's a good idea to slow down when you're having smoothies. One of the most common ways I see that people build up gas and burp a lot is by chugging. This also can create bloat. So just slowing down, taking your time, chewing your smoothies, also chewing your food really well is also really important. Also with the increased fiber, we also need to increase our water. So making sure you're drinking lots of water in between meals. And also, I can't stress highly enough how important digestive enzymes are to take. Even if we are plant-based, they talk about the beauty detox solutions, they're still a really important component of the program. And there are certain digestive enzymes, including the ones, Kay, that we have on the horizon for you guys, that I formulated these specifically to help break down fiber, to help break down plant foods as well as heavier foods, because we still need extra support to get things efficiently through our system. And as I mentioned before, depending on your diet, depending on what you've eaten in the past, we could have compromised guts, and, you know, just none of us have eaten perfectly in the past. And so we all need a little bit of extra support, which is why I'm so passionate about actually all our supplements until this point. I have been around digestion, taking the probiotics to really help with the bacteria and the balance, taking detoxy in the evening, just the oxygen to help flush out. And the digestive enzymes help to break down the food and make sure that you're absorbing the optimal amount of nutrients from your food. If you're chronically belching, chronically burping, chronically having bloat, these are all signs that you're not having optimum digestion and, unfortunately, perhaps not optimally getting the most nutrition out of your food. So these are some of the tips that can really help. Mm. And I hope that that really helps you as well.
Perfect. Yeah, it's always just that comes up like with bloating and burping and all of that. And sometimes they're sensitive topics for people to talk about. So I thought it'd just be nice for us to touch on that today. All right. Well, wow. It looks like we're already going to head into the last question for our show. And that's from Pam. And she's, I think it's, did you say it, Boise, Idaho? And her question is, this may sound silly, but I have a tough time being able to tell when I'm actually hungry. Do you have any advice on how to know?
So this is a really great question, Pam. Thank you so much for asking. Again, I think all these questions are really, you know, a lot of people have the same question. They're very, very relatable for all of us. This is something that I think we all struggle with because we live in a society where we're expected to eat. You know, you go to a restaurant and they tell you, like, you know, here's the portion size and here's when your friends may be eating, or this is when lunchtime is at work, you know, and so on and so forth. Or we hear all kinds of mixed messages for years. I know when I was dieting, oh, I have to eat breakfast like this time because I'm supposed to rev up my metabolism, even though I don't feel hungry, you know, at this time. So we've just had periods of really being disconnected from our bodies. And so I think for many of us, it's hard to know when we're really hungry. Mm. So I'll say, again, some overlap here, but I just want to remind us, because it all really is connected, having that morning routine and having that time to ground down and just a little bit of meditation or prayer or stillness or breathing or whatever you want to call it, whatever your specific practice is really key to knowing even about your hunger, because it really connects you. When you listen to your breath and you get back into your body, even if it's just that short time in the morning before you go about the rest of your day, it really does have a great effect of grounding you and calming you. And again, putting you more in touch with your actual cues of when you're hungry. Another thing, just throughout the day, when you're not sure if you're hungry or not, like sometimes I physically place my hands on my belly and reconnect. And you can ask yourself, you can see if a little bit of intuition, a feeling, something rises up from within you to see if you really feel like you need food, or maybe you just need to shift your mood. Maybe it's talking to someone or micro meditation or going for a walk or getting fresh air. So just checking in with yourself. You can literally like sit for a moment and just ask yourself the question to see if you truly are hungry. And that can really help. And it's something that we're not really taught to do. For ourselves, like, I'm okay if you've ever done that, like ask yourself, are you really hungry, and checked in beyond if it's, you know, happens to be lunchtime or if your friend's eating or whatever. So I think these are the beginnings of starting to get back into your body, getting back into really listening to your body, is starting to even be aware, ask questions of yourself. Again, ground in meditation, have that evening meditation. And I also think by slowing down when we eat and chewing better, you'll have a much more easier time of telling when you're full versus inhaling food and you know, it hasn't kicked in yet, when you're hungry or not. So I think slowing down in general is a fantastic practice for making sure that you know when you're hungry or not. Because often when we slow down, and also making sure, of course, that we're well hydrated in between meals, instead of, you know, sometimes we think we're hungry, we're just thirsty. And those are just basic things. But beyond that, all these other tips, I think, can really help.
No, I think that's great, because as you said, a lot of people write in with these similar questions, and there's the structure of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and this is when to eat. And, you know, you've always told me, because I like to eat later because I'm not super hungry when I wake up versus, you know, you need to eat when you wake up. So just kind of knowing, you know, it's okay that you're different maybe than somebody else, and just to kind of feel through, and it ebbs and flows. Like one day I'm more hungry than the other, and that's okay too. So I think those are really great tips, especially around the holidays. Sometimes, you know, we want to eat more because there's tasty things, you know, like today on Thanksgiving. So I think that, you know, this is all really great. I just want to thank you so much, obviously, with Thanksgiving. Just want to express extra gratitude for you today and being with us in the community, and I'm here to support everybody.
Oh my gosh, Kay. Yes, gratitude all around. We're so grateful for you, Kay, for being such a great support and connector in the community. And I want to thank you, Beauty, for listening. Just, I'm so grateful that we're connected. Even though we're not face to face right now, we're connected energetically and in the community. And it really is an honor for me to be on the path together and to keep continuing this amazing journey. So I am truly, truly grateful today. I think we're really blessed, and I'm so glad we're all together.
And before we let you head off to your family today, would you just share with us your inspirational thought?
Yes, yes. I have a thought for you guys for the week. The weekend, the long time you guys can sit and ponder and think through. Here it is. Creativity comes from stillness. Meditate to tap into your infinite creativity. So when we're talking about creativity, sometimes we think that, oh, only there's only certain people that are creative people, people that work in the arts. But actually, we're all creators. We're all constantly creating. And we want to consciously create what we really want to, our goals and our dreams and our hopes. And then there's so many ways to express that flow through us. It can be through what we're making for dinner. It can be creative ways of playing with our children, creative, fresh ways we bring to our work or to a project or to showing love in a relationship. And when we have creativity, I really do believe that we are, you know, we're just meant to be creative beings, and we're dynamic. And when we tap into that, which meditation helps so much, we feel really joyful, and we can feel so much more fulfilled in our lives. So for me, meditation has been a really fantastic way to just tap back inward, tap back within, because we live in such a noisy place that, you know, we're kind of always looking around, and we see all this stuff going in the media or social media, which is fine. And you know, it's part of life. But I think when we really have that quiet time, it just helps us, again, just be in touch with our own power. And there's really nothing like going within to get that. Nothing on the outside will give us that power and that creative power, particularly as we're talking about here, than going within.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love just that little bit of time after that we spend, that we can have these thoughts to head into the weekend, like you're saying, like with the meditation and the craziness. So with that, everybody, if you don't know where to submit your questions, it's on KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. That's where you can submit your question, and hopefully we'll air it on an upcoming show. Thank you again, Kimberly.
Thank you so much, Kay. Thank you so much, Beauty. Have an amazing Thanksgiving. Again, sending you so much love and gratitude, and look forward to continuing to be on the path with you and growing together. So have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we will be back here on Monday.